cater so much to that anymore. They used to, you know, and they used to use the put on a black veil. Yes, the wife put on a black veil, and then the you know, a long time ago, that was customary, I guess, for a funeral is to wear something black. But they don't pay much attention to the way you're dressed anymore. I think they're getting away from that.
And what do you call the box that the body is put in?
It's a casket. Yeah.
And burial takes place in the
cemetery. Yeah. Of course, now they have a lot different ways of burying now than when I was a youngster. Of course, you never thought of that. Of course, the word vault wasn't even thought about. Everybody was just put in a casket, and farther on back from that, there wasn't the word casket had never come into existence, and they were buried in coffins.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they were homemade. Yes, made out of walnut or some good material, and then after the casket came along, well, then still they put that casket in a pine box, you know. See?
Mm-hmm.
The grave was prepared, and the pine box was put down in there, and the casket went down in that. And then the vault came along. Of course, when the vault came along, well, then that does away with the pine box. You don't need that. But then, of course, a lot of people. Of course, they still bury people in them, put the casket in them boxes, because I guess for the main reason, I imagine, is the cost.
That's strange, isn't it, that they use a casket and a box? The
yeah.
Box will deteriorate anyway.
That's right. Yes, those old pine boxes don't last very long. That's right. And then when they bury in our mausoleum over here, well, of course, then they just slide those caskets right back into those crypts and seal it up. Yep.
If you didn't know why the judge died, what would you ask to find out?
Well, I'm not sure that I know just exactly what did cause his death. But then he had been ailing for quite some time.
I was just wondering what you would ask. Would you say, I would like to know what he died of, I'd like to know what he died from? Or?
Well, I believe if I was going to ask his son, I might ask him what was wrong with your father.
Uh-huh.
I believe I'd ask him that if I was curious and wanted to find out. And if he wanted to go into the details and explain to me what it was that caused his death, why, all right. If he didn't, if he might not wish to discuss it, and might say that they never had determined just exactly what was the cause, or he might give me some answer and it might be far from the truth, but then I just let it go at that.
Yeah, it would be rather untactful just to go up and
that's
say,
true.
Tell me
yes,
what he died of.
That's right. But you take, of course, you take a person that's snapped off, their lives are snuffed out real sudden. Well, of course, we get curious. We wonder what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times are autopsies. While everybody don't believe in letting the doctors perform autopsies, but I think it's a good thing in the case of a sudden death. If a person has died real sudden from something, it might save somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm.